Good morning. All right, got my little cue cards here. All right, so as I prepared for this testimony, I continually asked God, Lord, what am I going to say and how am I going to say it? God began to answer my prayer by bringing the theme of love to mind. I began to replay the many memories I have of my mom. Each memory had a central theme, and you may have already guessed, it was love. The Lord reminded me of 1 Corinthians 13, 1-8, and I want to read that quickly for you guys. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not, charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. So that came to mind when I was trying to think of what I was going to talk about in regards to my mom. There's lots I can say, but I want to focus on the portion of love. When I think of my mother, I think of a woman God has equipped with an endless flow of love, a person who is there during the bumps, hills, and turns of life. In many cases, a mother takes on the care of that little baby even before they are born. In other cases, they enter into motherhood when God blesses them with a child through different circumstances. When driving to work yesterday, I noticed a mother walking with her young son. She was wearing a shirt that said "Mom" with a picture of a low battery sign on it. It made me laugh because I thought of the Energizer Bunny, who just keeps going on and on. A mother's battery may be low, but she keeps going on and on. Here was this mom on low energy per se, but enjoying a walk with her son on a beautiful sunny day. I thank God for the mother she gave me. Over the years, she has demonstrated an abundance of love. As children, she would always make time to play with my siblings and I. I remember laughing when she would sing with a mop on her head. Of course, a clean mop, but it was always fun. Even though she was born and raised in a warm country, she seemed to enjoy playing in the snow with us. On weekends, our family would often have a family outing to the park or beach. My mom would often bring along a delicious meal and made sure everyone had what they needed. As we grew older, she continued to show unconditional love, even when she had to say no or warn us from stepping out of God's direction. One thing I remember and enjoy was when Mom would tell us about her childhood and young adult life. She was raised in a Catholic home, but by God's grace and love, God guided her to Him, the God of the Bible. Searching for the Lord, she and my dad attended a Mormon church. Thankfully, once again, by God's grace, we came to Bethel as a family when Pastor Frank Palacios knocked on our door. Those years were bumpy ones as my dad decided to leave our home. My mom continued to show her unconditional love. Sorry, guys. As we all dealt with that situation, I remember my mom stayed faithful to God as we children, not so little anymore, went our own ways. My mom prayed over us, and it was a testimony to us and the opportunity she had. As a young teenager, I remember mom not being ashamed of the gospel. I remember her coworkers would often seek her and ask her to pray for them when they were faced with a challenge. Or when they seeked advice, she would point them to God. People would often ask her how she kept going despite her separation and what gave her that hope. And she always pointed to God and His glory. A characteristic she often displayed was charity toward her children and those around her. There has not been a time where I've called on my mom. She's been there for me every time. From scraped knees, to help with my homework, caring for me when I've been ill, timing my contractions with my youngest, watching the kids so my husband and I could go to work or that we could have a date night, to helping me work with the kids at homeschool right now, marking all the very behind work that I have. My mom was there, willing to help. The list can go on and on. Most of these things happened when she had other responsibilities or was tired from a long day at work. God has blessed me with a mother who has demonstrated selfless love over the years, a mother who I could count on to be there to love, correct, guide, and teach me. I'm very thankful God pours his love on us, because I know I was not always sunshine and rainbows, but with God's love and guidance, my mom was able to keep going like that Energizer Bunny, even when she may have felt like a low battery. God is good and has made each of us for a purpose. Today, I want to thank him for all the loving mothers who, time and time again, look to him for strength and guidance and pour out his love on others. Thank you.
Today, I would like to take some time to thank the Lord for my mom. First, I would like to thank her for helping me in school. She helped me with a lot of math. She spent a lot of time helping me learn and grading my work. The second way I want to thank my mom is for patiently teaching me. I would like to highlight three areas of patience concerning my mom's teaching. First, she is patient in teaching me how to cook. I remember helping her cook and bake with her from a very young age. As I got older, she would give me recipes. Sometimes when I made mistakes, she would say, "Good try, but you measured something wrong." But she would always try my cooking even when it did not look or taste good. She also would say good job when I followed the recipe. Second, she showed her patience in letting me have pets, even when I forgot to clean up. She'd remind me to clean up after my birds and sometimes even help me clean up. Third, I am thankful in her patience is teaching me piano. She has been teaching and helping me with piano for a long time. Finally, and most importantly, I am thankful for how my mom shows Christ to me. First, she spends time every day with God by reading the Bible and praying every day. Second, she shows Christ through her love and kindness to her family. Finally, she shows Christ through her faithfulness to church and love for people. I want to say I am thankful for my mother. Happy Mother's Day.
I'm going to begin by reading a poem that my mom wrote 50 years ago when she still lived on the farm and was a young wife and mom. So she wrote this sometime back in the mid-70s, and she called it simply, "My Family." Long brown hair all done up in curls, eyes that are large and dancing in glee, a smile that is pretty only as little smiles can be. That's my beautiful girl, God's given her to me. She's my sunshine, the bright spot in my everyday, and I thank him because I love her that way. She looks like her daddy, and I guess that's why. She's special, like he is, so to please them, I'll try. Sorry, Greg and Kevin, this whole poem's about me. Just kidding. Now, to make up our family, there's four brothers more. So there's laughing and crying and fighting galore. Enjoying complete harmony? That's a thing that's unheard of. So there's tears and there's good times, yet they're all filled with love. There's grumbling and fussing all the way through. Clean up your toys, pick up your clothes, hang them in place, you know where it all goes. It's tie up his shoes and wipe off her nose. It's this, then it's that. That's the way my day goes. When the house is all quiet, things just don't seem right. Something is missing. Oh, I forgot, it's night. They're all tuckered out, all asleep in their beds, while visions of tomorrow's mischief dance in their heads. But now, lying so peaceful and in slumber so tight, they're my little angels, my joy and delight. I thank you, dear Father, for giving them to me, to love them, to train them, and teach them of thee. I know that you love them even more than I do, so protect them and guide them each new day through. I'll give them my best and do all that I can to make her a lady and the boys each a man. And when they are grown up with families of their own, may their memories be sweet of childhood on the old farm home. Do you see her heart in that poem?
Yeah.
It is so beautiful. I'm grateful for any opportunity to show honor to my mom because of that heart. When I started to jot some things down for this, I came across a letter that I wrote to my daughter Leslie when she became a mom. And it said in part, appreciation will come someday, just not now. Realize and accept that being a mom does not win you praise. It is, for the most part, pouring yourself into the lives of others with few moments of gratitude expressed by those little recipients. However, it will bear fruit one day that will make it worth every sacrifice. So do it with joy. Do it with a generous spirit that stretches you into a more beautiful person. And one day, when your child becomes a mother, she will understand and be thankful for every moment you gave, every sleepless night you spent, and every situation you guided her through to bring her to this place. As I read back over that letter, I was thanking God because a huge part of the reason that the Lord implanted those lessons into my heart was because I was privileged to have a mom who modeled selflessly meeting the needs of her family and supporting her husband. So today I want to say with great love, thank you, Mom, for your beautiful heart. Thank you for pouring into me your care, your wisdom, your time, and your very life. Thank you for all the things you had to miss, to put off to a later date, or to let go of completely, because you were busy with the Master's work of molding your children for his glory. I've watched you now pour that same love into Dad when he struggles with his health. That same selfless sacrifice and that same beautiful heart. May God bless you on Mother's Day and always. Psalm 16, verse 6. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage.
Good morning, and I just want to take this time to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. For those of you who don't know who I am, my name is Lucy, and I usually sit in the back row with my family. Just a little background story. My family and I are originally from Belize. We moved to London almost 2 years ago. We now attend Bethel, but our previous church was Independent Baptist Church. Our journey of faith started about 12 years ago. Pastor Whitaker was a missionary to Belize at the time, and he invited us to church. My mom had already believed in God and had attended a couple of different churches, but she didn't have the right doctrine, and it wasn't until later that she truly understood what it meant to be saved by grace and that her salvation was secured. Looking back, I think it must have been really hard for her to be the first Christian in our family. I never heard her complain, but I know how she faced teasing and criticism from close friends and relatives. People who saw how she used to live and didn't understand why she changed. But instead of turning back, she kept going. She stopped doing things she used to do, not because she had to, but because she wanted to please God. And even though it was hard, she just stayed faithful. Over time, her testimony influenced my dad, who became a Christian after years of her example. For us kids, she had always been a constant reminder of what it meant to live for the Lord, even when life gets busy. Sorry, I'm a bit nervous. When we were in Belize, she ran a fast food, so she was like always busy. I was the typical Asian kid who was always helping out in the family business. I had to babysit my siblings and do chores from a young age. My mom couldn't always be with us or attend every church service, but she made sure we could go. I remember Thursday night services where she'd ask us what we learned, what the sermon was about, or how my class went, and when I started teaching Master Club. She instilled the habit for us to do our devotions and family devotions when we could. She found ways to keep us involved in church, even though it meant more work for her. Now that we are in London, she definitely has a lot more time to be with us at home. It's been refreshing to see how when she reads Bible stories to my younger siblings, she talks with them, she guides them, and she's being there for them. Watching that has reminded me how much she gave up for us when we were younger, and how much she still pours into us. Moving to London wasn't easy. It has definitely been a big change. And for people like my parents and I who are naturally outgoing, it's been a hard adjustment. I can't say the same about my siblings. They're more outgoing than I am. One of the biggest blessings moving has been growing closer to my mom. She has helped me open up, encouraged me in school, friendships, and personal struggles. She's always been there for me, even if I don't see much. What I really admire about her is her perseverance. She continues even when she's tired. She serves even when no one sees. She's never stopped trying to be a godly example. One verse that reminds me of her is Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So today I just want to say thank you, Mom, for your example, for your faith, your hugs, your meals, your questions, your prayers, your late-night chats, and happy Mother's Day to all mothers. Thank you.
Good morning. Well, first of all, happy Mother's Day to my mom, and also happy birthday. And everybody better wish her happy birthday, because it's a big one. I won't tell you what number's in front, but there's a zero, just one zero, but there's one zero afterward. I'm sure she appreciated that. Yeah. So there are a number of character traits that come to mind when I think of my mom. So number one is compassion. In Isaiah 66, verse 13, it says, As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you. And I mean, it's talking about the Lord, but mom is definitely a comforter. I've often seen her tear up when someone is going through something. Clearly, I got a little bit of that. I guarantee you she probably teared up for like every one of these, and apparently I'm going to as well. But she cares deeply. Even like if we're watching something and like someone gets whacked in the head or something, mom will go, oh, like it's like she feels other people's pain. She cares deeply, and she hurts when someone else is hurt. She doesn't just go, oh, that's someone else, I don't have to worry about them. So she has a lot of compassion. And in Galatians 6, verse 9, it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, so for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And I know it's been mentioned before, being a mom isn't easy. It's day after day of the same thing, and the kids are around you the most, and so like the mom does, they have to be diligent and consistent. So like day after day, same thing, same monotony. It would be really easy to just, you know, let things slide or not be diligent in teaching your children, but mom did that for me, and she continues. Just this morning, I was asking her, Mom, does this outfit look good together? So I can always go to her and ask her for advice or whatever I need. If you know my mom at all, you know that she has lots of energy. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10 says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. Don't focus too much on the end of that verse. It's a little depressing. But she has a lot of energy. And again, she's diligent. She's always like flitting around the house here and there. Merlin and I used to say that she caught the dust as it fell. But so she has modeled just diligence for us. And then she continues to teach. Proverbs 22 verse 6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I feel bad talking about this because, when I ask for help, she doesn't sigh or roll her eyes like maybe sometimes I do if you ask for help on the computer. You know, maybe I go, copy, paste, you know this. But mom doesn't do that when I ask her for help. She goes, okay, well, how can I help? What do you need me to do? She jumps right in. Yesterday I was making her cake and I messed up the icing. And I was like, Mom, how do I do this? Can you tell me when the time is right to take when where you had to boil like sugar and pour it in with other stuff and then whip it. So it, she's willing to help. She's always like, she dropped what she was doing. She came inside. I mean, she's also invested in it because it is her birthday cake, but she's got to eat it. But so she doesn't want any grainy icing, but it just all goes along with her diligence and consistency in being my mom. So thank you for being my mom, and happy birthday. And the cake did turn out. There's extra chocolate, lots of chocolate for mom. So.
Okay, this pulpit's a lot shorter than I thought it was going to be, so whoo. I was like, oh boy, I'm not going to reach the mic. All right, so I'm Bethany. I belong to the really loud family, as you know. So I'll try to quiet my voice so no one goes deaf. As I stand before you all here today, one face stands out among the rest. That's my mother's. We see all throughout the Bible the power of a godly mother wields when training up her children to follow in the steps of the Lord. And one common trait we see in those mothers is faithfulness, regardless of circumstances. We see this in Mary, who stood faithful despite the reaction she received from Joseph upon learning about her pregnancy. We see this in Hannah, who stood faithful and prayerful despite remaining childless for many years. And we also see this in Eunice, whose faith was so sincere and strong that the Apostle Paul couldn't help but make note of it in his letters to Timothy. Those faithful women and their dedication to the Lord reminds me of my own mother. Every skill I've learned in life has come from the woman who raised me. I learned how to make a pile of rubble into something remarkable. I learned what the power of turning the other cheek, despite the unfairness, has on all those around you. And I also learned how one small sacrifice can grow into something bigger than you can even imagine. Everything I have described here today, I have seen lived out in my mother. Throughout my life as a young child, I saw firsthand as she applied those skills time and time and time again. And even now, though I am older, I still find myself in awe of the lessons I am learning from my mom. And regardless of what may come, my mom is still always going to be that guiding example for me as a woman of Christ. You see, regardless of the hats my mom has worn, whether that be businesswoman, whether that be nurse, cheerleader, my mother has always worn the hat of mom with pride. And despite whatever people commented about her and her children, she never stopped viewing it that way. It was a hard-fought medal of honor that my mom carried with her. And my mother never stopped viewing her role as the sacred duty of mom in any other way. She saw it as her responsibility to train up all of her children in the name and in the way of the Lord, regardless of what the world may have to say. And as I stand here on stage, I want her to know that she has done a very fine job at raising all of us. Because through it all, the valleys and the mountains and this journey we call life, my mother has never once given up her faithful stance in God, nor has she ever looked at her role of mother with regret. And I want to take the time to say thank you, Mom. Thank you for all the times you have stepped up. Thank you for all the years of being there, of having my back, of walking me through hard times and bad news and tantrums and hospital visits. Your words of life have stuck with me in ways I cannot express with these words. And I know, I'm a woman of many words. My mother will tell you, 10,000 words a minute is my record. I'm hoping to break it this time. But despite it all, it's true. So I hope this simple thank you and I love you is enough to capture the sincere volume of gratitude and adoration I have for you. I pray that the good Lord places this fact deep in the recesses of your heart where bad days and the devil's lies can't reach, so that on those stormy nights, you can pull it out like a child does their favorite bedtime story. You can hold on to it. Let it wash over you that you, Mom, you are loved by me and by all you have helped raise, whether they have been yours or if they have been others. You are so loved, and I love you. God bless. Have a good day.
I told you I was from the left. I apologize in advance because I also am probably going to cry. I recently listened to a series on biblical womanhood, and a quote that caught my attention was, "The virtuous woman makes choices today that will keep her future free from regret." To me, that is what my mom has done all her life. And I'm so thankful for that. If there is one thing that I have noticed about motherhood, it's that you cannot stay the same. Motherhood happens day by day, chapter by chapter, season by season. And every day, chapter and season takes on new challenges, shifts responsibilities and activities, and forces both spiritual and personal growth. What I admire most about my mom is that she accepted this fact with an unwavering gracefulness. She surrendered wholeheartedly to God's call of motherhood, and with each phase of rearing her babies to adulthood, never resisted the changes or tried to hold on to a previous version of herself. From the beginning, she set out to follow God's definition of building her home, which was a call to consistent, all-consuming service and immeasurable personal sacrifice. She laid down her life and let God mold it and frame it into what he desired. And all those daily choices that may have seemed insignificant at the time are what have had the biggest influence on me today. Her life shaped my life. Which brings me to a poem that I wrote for my mom last Mother's Day, because I cannot think of a better way to honor her publicly than to share what plays of her on repeat in my heart. She made me me. She vowed. She valued. You vowed your love. You vowed your love and your life to Dad. You made the choice to value God's way of purity and devotion to your husband. She built. She bustled. You made the best of what you had and built a home to be proud of. You were always busy and never complained of it. She followed. She feared. You followed God and your husband. You were willing to face your fears because you feared the Lord. She named, she nurtured. You chose my name. You sustained life as only a mom can. She cuddled, she carried. You always had open arms. She combed, she cleaned. You did everything for me when I literally couldn't. You made your home a haven. She kissed, she cared. You made the hurts better. You always communicated your love. She faced. She fed. You faced the unknown, the pain, the worry, the stress, with grace and humility. And even though it's not always fun coming up with meal ideas, you embrace that food is a love language. She listened. She loved. You were attentive and approachable. You loved and loved and loved. She fixed. She filled. You made things better. You filled our home with beauty, peace, and joy. She prayed. She praised. You prayed for us daily, and you showed us that prayer needs to be the first response always. You praised God, and you praised and uplifted us. She answered. She ached. You spoke into our lives and answered the endless whys. You bore heartache and sore muscles and headaches from all your hard work. She witnessed. She washed. You were a living witness and intentionally pointed us to Christ. You washed. All the dirty clothes, and all the dirty floors, and all the dirty kids, your home and your babies were always made presentable. She taught. She tarried. You passed on your wisdom and practical talents. You were patient, gentle. You took the time. You made the time, even putting off things you wanted to do. She helped. She held. You did homework and school projects with us. You hugged and somehow held all of it, all of us, together. She devoted, she denied. You devoted your life solely to our care and never disdained the calling of motherhood. You were willing to say no for our own good, and you also denied yourself things so as to put your family first. She saved, she sorrowed. You budgeted and learned to make do, all the while keeping your family clothed in scarlet. You bore disappointment and pain, and you cried and still carried on. She cheered, she chastened, you encouraged, and you disciplined. She modeled, she managed. You exemplified everything we ought to be as Christian women. You ran a household with such success and care. She sewed, she salvaged. You jeepered through. And if you don't know what jeepers means, suffice it to say, sewing was not her favorite. But you embraced the need to be resourceful. She learned, she leveraged. You taught yourself new skills to better serve your family. You made the most of any time you had and arranged your schedule so you could work a job without deterring from your motherly duties. She smiled, she sang. You kept a positive outlook. You sang to us and taught us to sing, even in Spanish and silly commercial jingles from the 80s. She laughed, she longed. You made us laugh and enjoyed life, teaching us to be able to laugh at ourselves too. You longed for the best for us and for us to know God as you do. She bore, she blessed. You bore your burdens gracefully. You blessed us with your presence, your support, your energy. She gave, she guided. You gave your time, you gave all of you. You taught us to lean into our strengths and work on our weaknesses. She changed, she challenged. You adapted, you worked on yourself too. You gave us a high standard to strive for. She sacrificed, she stood. You put us first. You stood firm in what you believed, not giving in to an easier way or what everyone else was doing. She trusted, she toiled. You trusted God to take care of you and just kept doing what was right. You labored night and day. She made me me. I love you. Happy Mother's Day.
Good morning. Just if you're wondering, I have like 10 pages. So if you want, grab your coffee now. Just joking, I won't use them. First of all, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers here. As Pastor James called me, he didn't give me a time limit. So, like I said, 10 pages. Looking back, my mom has been one of the most hardworking women I've ever met. In our life in the village, that's how we say it, when we're in school here, in the refugee camp, it was the best for me. Now that I realize it was the best because I had the best mom ever. She made everything possible for us. She was working day and night. I remember when we had holiday from school, she would say, guys, today we are going to the farm. And my older sister, don't tell her because she's here, she used to say, oh no, I didn't get the holiday. I have to go to school. And I'd be like, no, we all got the holiday, so we have to go to the farm. And then I remember we go, and then my sister, she would just leave under the tree. Don't tell her again. And then she would just sleep, and my mom would do all the work, and well, follow my sister's footsteps, we all had to sleep. And then when it's time to go home, we wake up and it's like, oh, mom, we want to go home. So then we just gather the firewood and then we go home. My mom didn't complain with all of that, but I just saw the woman that she was. She was working really hard to see that just for us to have a good life. And I remember when people asked me when we came to Canada, how was your life in the refugee camp? I say I had the best childhood ever. But then I didn't realize that I had the best childhood because I had the best mom was working day and night for us to have a good life. My mom, she has been, I didn't want to look at her so I can cry, but anyways, I don't know. Words are failing me to express how blessed I am for the mom that God has blessed me with. Last year, I have seen my mom cry when we lost our brothers or sisters, but last year was different. My mom cried and the cry was different. That's when my dad was sick. But the first thing she said, let's pray. I stopped crying and I looked at her. I was like, she's crying different, but she said, let's pray. Really? But then we stopped praying. I remember the whole night we're just praying and singing because it happened like during 2 a.m. So from 2 a.m. to, I believe, 1 p.m., we were awake, just praying and singing. And my mom, she led us to do that because my brothers were all at the hospital. There's so many memories that came back when I look at my mom, but just I'm just grateful that I am the lady that I am today because I have the best mom ever. She has worked day and night for my brothers, my sisters, and I included, because I'm the angel, just joking. I'm just, thank you so much. Thank you, Mom. Asante, Mama. Penda sana. And just want to say thank you to Sister Daniela. I took her as a mom when we came to school here every day. I was troublesome. That's how things like kids. But she was very patient with me. And not just her, the lady that have been here at church. Thank you for making me not to feel homesick. It just made Canada to be the best place for me and my family. Because you guys have been, for the ladies, you've been sisters and mother to me, and I'm really grateful for that. Just once again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers here.
All right. Thank you so much for giving your testimonies. The older I get, the more I'm okay with emotions. So, what I'm not okay is you guys have better points than I do at preaching. It makes me feel like my goodness. But I'm thankful for each one of you. And mothers. Now, a lot of them were talking about sacrifices. So I want you to, I'm going to ask you a question before I close in prayer. So the younger ladies don't all hear, all you have to do is sacrifice as a mom. Would any of you give up that sacrifice that you gave for your child? Would you ever change anything, moms? You would never change anything, would you? No. Okay, so all the sacrifices that you younger people hear, like us as kids thanking our moms for the sacrifice, you might have the perception like, oh, it's just a bunch of hard work and there's no joy. There's a lot of joy in being a parent. Amen? And we praise the Lord for His love for us to be parents and to give our lives to others for His glory. Dear Heavenly Father, we love You. We thank You for Your time. We thank You for these testimonies. God, we praise You. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed.